We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, August 23rd. Goes to Mr. Larry Elder, and not just Larry Elder, all you fake supporters who let Larry Elder down. See, Larry Elder was a guest here on the Breakfast Club last week, and he's more than welcome to come back. He was here because he's running for president of the United States of America, but also he was trying to make the GOP debate stage, which is tonight. In order to make the GOP stage, you have to meet the polling and donor requirements needed for the debate, okay? 8 candidates have done that. Larry Elder is not one of them. When he was here last week, I asked him about an op-ed he wrote where he discussed the RNC debate limits, and he said that they are bad for the party and the American people. He feels the RNC has rigged the rules of the game by setting a criteria that is poorly designed and only establishment-backed and billionaire candidates are guaranteed to be on stage. Can we flash back to that conversation from last week? Is this system holding you back?
Go ahead.
Would you say it's a system holding you back?
I would say it's unfair. It seems to me this early, the voters ought to decide this. I mean, in 2016, there were 17 or 18 Republican candidates. Now there's 13. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, our republic survived, and we could survive with 13 candidates. I don't know why they have all this rule to eliminate certain people at this point.
Those systems,
those
systems can hold you back no matter how hard you work, right?
But rather than whine about it, my goal is to get on as many shows as I can, like yours, mm-hmm. urge people to go to LarryElder.com, give at least $1, even if you want somebody else.
Those systems can hurt you no matter how hard you work, right, Larry? But Larry said instead of whine about it, he's going to come on more shows like Breakfast Club and, you know, just encourage people to work mm-hmm. towards getting him on that stage. Well, Larry Elder must have changed his mind because he is now planning to sue the RNC after failing to make the first primary debate. He posted on Twitter yesterday, I said from the beginning that it appeared the rules of the game were rigged. Little did we know just how rigged it is. For some reason, the establishment leaders at the RNC are afraid of having my voice on the debate stage. As I told him last week, sometimes, Larry, no matter how hard you work, there are systems in place that are just rigged against you, okay? Trust me, as black Americans, we know this. You know this, too. Okay, my question is, when black people bring up systemic racism, institutionalized racism, whether you want to, you know, whatever you want to call it, whether it's in the criminal justice system or education or healthcare, home ownership, food insecurity, whatever it is, we are told by the Larry Elders of the world not to whine about it, which is something we discussed a lot last week and why we kept bringing it back to systems, because when things are systemically done to a people to put people in a certain condition, it's going to take something systemic to change it, which is why Larry Elder is saying he's going to sue the RNC. Now, on Fox News on August 18th, Larry Elder said he was still 2,000 unique donors shy of the debate's 40,000 minimum to qualify, a threshold he says as of August 21st he met. Larry Elder has also reportedly not met the RNC's polling requirement of at least 1% in 3 qualifying state and national polls. And that's all according to his Fox News interview on August 18th. But according to him, he has 2. He said he had 2 on Fox News. Well, Politico says otherwise, okay? Politico said he didn't meet the donor or polling requirements, and Larry said the committee only informed him after sending in his qualification package for the debate that polls from a specific polling company he used weren't valid. Hey, man, I don't know what's what. I'm just giving you what's out there and letting you know Larry Elder didn't make the debate stage, and now he's suing the RNC. Personally, I think he should just work harder. Okay, we have some audio of Larry Elder. TMZ caught him at the airport yesterday, right? Let's hear it.
As you can see, I'm at LAX en route to Milwaukee. I was just informed by the RNC that I'm not qualified for the debate. Why? Even though I exceeded the 40,000 individual donations required.
Allegedly.
Even though I signed the pledge to support the eventual nominee. Even though I submitted 3 polls where I was at least at 1%, I was informed that one of the polls is not eligible. It's the Rasmussen poll, even though it was the most accurate poll in predicting that Donald Trump would win in 2016. They say it is affiliated with Donald Trump, and therefore it is not eligible. So we're filing an emergency injunction to get me up there. This is absolutely BS. One of the candidates, by the way, offered a $20 gift certificate for a $1 donation. That apparently is okay.
Yep.
Another one offered a free, air quotes, country western concert for a $1 donation.
Oh, that apparently is okay.
It is designed, in my opinion, to make sure that Ron DeSantis is the nominee, anybody other than Trump. This is BS. I will see you in Milwaukee. Out.
Oh, Larry Elder taking down the whole CMB. Listen, man, the next GOP debate is September 27th at a library named after Larry Elder's favorite president, Ronald Reagan. It's the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and it's in California, Larry Elder's home state. I don't think Larry Elder should sue because I don't believe it's the system holding him back. I believe he just has to work harder. Okay, you and your social media team and everyone who enjoyed you destroying the Breakfast Club last week just simply have to work harder. Boots to ground. And when those boots hit the ground, grab those bootstraps and pull yourself up, okay? You can't whine and complain about a system being rigged if you don't want black Americans whining and complaining about systemic racism, okay?
Hello.
Then you have to continue to lead by example, Larry, okay? And you can't complain about the RNC system either. Now, you're not making this an issue of race because you don't believe in systemic racism, and I don't believe this is an issue of race. It's an issue of corruption, because that's what politics are. There's corruption on both sides, Democrat and Republican. But like I said to you when you were here, one party seems to still care about democracy. The other is leaning towards fascism. And by your own admission, it's a rigged system. That's what happens in a fascist society. Okay, Ben Johnson also says he wants to sue the RNC. He said in a statement that the RNC knew who they wanted on the stage from the beginning and who they wanted to ban from the stage. And this is a flawed decision of a poorly run process of a corrupt organization. He also said that the Rasmussen poll, that poll has ties to former President Donald Trump, an individual who is not even participating in the upcoming debate. Larry Elder says he has no knowledge. You just heard him. He said he has no knowledge about whether or not Trump has ever worked with this poll. Yeah, Larry, you don't have knowledge on that, but no matter how much you deflect, you know what fascism is. You know what it looks like, and you know it's the rejection of democracy, the rule of law, and equal rights under the law in favor of a strong man, strong leader, Donald Trump, who can maintain social order through the use of force. That is Trump. So, of course, the RNC knew who they wanted on stage. I don't know if Trump is connected to this poll or not, but wouldn't surprise me, because in a party infected with fascism, the fight is always going to be fixed. Just like in America, for certain communities, the fight is always going to be fixed. And that's not being a victim. That's just telling the truth. And if it's not telling the truth, then Larry, right now, you are being a victim. Okay, but I don't want you to be a victim. I don't know what the qualifications for the second debate are, but I do know that if you want to beat this system, Larry, you got to work. Those bootstraps ain't going to pull themselves up, okay? Get your people active, because y'all can post that clip of Larry Elder having an opinion about Joe Biden's You Ain't Black comments 40,000 times, but what Larry needed was 40,000 people to donate a dollar, okay? There's over 45,000 comments on Breakfast Club's YouTube page underneath the Larry Elder interview. He easily has more than 1% support on those comments, but what Larry needed was to be polling at 1% in 3 qualifying state and national polls in order to make that debate stage tonight. Larry, your people got to get the bootstrap pulling. Okay, all that whining and complaining about myself and Teslin and envy the Democrats, that means nothing if you don't show up when it counts. Redirect that energy so Larry can make the GOP debate stage, because the quote, Larry, I have very little patience for the message of victimhood you are currently peddling. Please let Remy Ma give Larry Elder the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I'm genuinely disappointed. You can't destroy the Breakfast Club and not make the debate stage, okay? They said Vivek destroyed the Breakfast Club.
Correct.
He made the debate stage.
He did.
Drop on a clues bomb for Vivek, okay? I'm happy for that. All right?
Larry didn't.
You got, you, come on now. You know? Make the most of your opportunities. Stop doing that. Okay? That's my middle name. That's my daddy's name. You cut that out. All right? Stop that. That's very triggering.
All right.
It's the finger point for me. It is. My inner child still has triggers because of stuff like that.
Really?
You cut it out.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Larry. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. BET. We'll see y'all tomorrow. BET.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.